It's very good to be back. As I said, we arrived last night. Well, we got here to the house about 11 o'clock, so plenty of time to get a good night's rest. Sister Carol and I were away for 40 days and 40 nights, kind of a long time, symbolic of a whole lifetime. And even though it was a beautiful trip and we were able to see a lot of people, by the time we finished our retreat, which we had our annual retreat from Thursday to Saturday, after the retreat is when I realized, okay, time to get back home. By that time, I was done. But one of the highlights of the retreat, and really one of the highlights of our trip, was we witnessed the commitment of a new member. Many of you know Margot. She's been here several times. She made a commitment on Saturday as a candidate for covenant in the covenant branch of our community. So that was a very joyful occasion. Well, we arrived and we were met with the news that today's a holiday in Metro Manila. In fact, is that why you're able to read? Because you're off today? Is that why you're able to serve? No school today?
No school today.
No school for young people. So, and the reason I was told is because of the big international basketball tournament. So I don't know why there were so many people in the airport and in the road last night, but perhaps that's the reason. There was big crowds and lots of traffic. Welcome to Manila. That was it. But the basketball tournament, so everyone in Metro Manila, not everyone, but at least the government workers and students are off today, and then a long weekend, because Monday is also a holiday, so good time to get back, have a holiday. Well, traveling is always a little bit disorienting. One good thing about it is that it makes it clear that things are transient or changing. You can't rely on anything. Everything changes, and you carry things around and lose them, and you end up in a different place. And that is a symbol of our journey through this world. 40 days and 40 nights is symbolic of the pilgrimage of life. That's where we all are. So even if you didn't go anywhere for the past 40 days, you're still on a pilgrimage through this world. We're not here forever. Our destination is eternal life, heaven, God himself. That's where we're headed. So we can't get too attached to whatever we encounter here. So it's very good to be home. And it's good to put things where they belong and they stay there. It's good to sleep in my own bed. But even now, we're still on pilgrimage, of course. The advantage of living a liturgical life is that no matter where you are, the liturgy always gives something to ponder, something to root yourself in the truth, in things that don't change. So today's liturgy is a beautiful example of that. We missed, Sister and I missed, yesterday's feast day, feast of an apostle, St. Bartholomew. We completely lost it because of the time changes. But we can jump right in, and we have this beautiful combination of readings, the gospel about the two great commandments, and then the first reading, the example of Ruth. Ruth, who, if you know, is an ancestor of Jesus, his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. So because Ruth becomes the grandmother of King David, and King David is the ancestor of the whole Davidic line, and Jesus comes from that line, or Joseph comes from that line. So what are we supposed to do while we're on pilgrimage? What are we supposed to focus on? In a sense, this was a question that the rich young man brought up. Was that a couple of days ago? Seems like earlier this week we had the gospel about the rich young man. He came to Jesus and said, "What must I do to attain eternal life? What must I do?" And he really wanted to know. In this gospel, it's a scholar of the law who comes up and says, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he didn't really want to know. It said he did this to test him. But it's a similar question. What must we do? What are we supposed to do? What are we commanded to do? What's the greatest and most important thing to do? Well, turns out it has nothing to do with basketball tournaments. It has nothing to do with traveling. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to stay anywhere. Those things are incidental. The important thing is love. Love of God, first of all. That's the most important thing. Jesus says it very clearly, that the greatest and the first commandment of all, love God, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, your whole being, your whole person, all your powers are supposed to be dedicated to love. And then there's a second commandment that always goes with it, love your neighbor as yourself. So that's also love, love of God, love of neighbor, and that's the whole requirement. Now, whether we're traveling or staying at home, it's not a guarantee that we will necessarily love. Traveling about, of course, there's lots of distractions and lots of interruptions, but there are a lot of people to love. If you're home alone all day, you can just as easily get lost. You can just as easily get distracted because our own nature tends to get lost. It tends to get into pride, judgment, self-righteousness, sensuality, compensations, all kinds of imbalances, you know, filling ourselves with things that are not of God. That's how human nature tends to go, no matter where we are. It's good to be reminded that's not the commandment. That's not the right way to live. That's not what we need to do. What we need to do is love. And why is this so important? Because God is love. And he made us in his image. He made us to be like him. Profoundly. So if we're not loving, well, we're not fulfilling the very reason why we exist. It's great to have the commandments of love spelled out so clearly so that when our minds are not clear, like mine is, or when we are in difficulty or distraction we have opposition, we have difficult relationships, as we all do. Well, we're still called to love. We're called to love. That's the bottom line. That's the foundation. Whether it's a good day or a bad day, whether it's a holiday or a work day, still called to love. So that doesn't change. A great example that we're given in the first reading is Ruth. Ruth, who's a foreigner, she is a Moabite. She marries into the Jewish line. And then her husband dies. So she was no longer obliged to follow the Jewish ways. But she makes this extraordinary decision to go with her mother-in-law, who was a Jew, go to Bethlehem, meaning back to the Holy Land, and serve the Lord. So her decision is to leave behind her homeland, her people, her God, her religion, everything, and join Naomi. You know the very beautiful expression from this reading, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. It's an expression of just complete abandonment to God. It's actually an expression of love. Love of God, because she is dedicating herself wholly, mind, heart, soul, body, strength, to God, and love of neighbor because she's joining her mother-in-law on the pilgrimage back to Bethlehem. So a great example of a pilgrim, a great example to us of what we are to do on our pilgrimage through this life, we are to love. We are to trust in God, not put our trust in anything else, including our possessions, our family, our background, our homeland, or any of our natural advantages. Put all our trust in God. Put all our trust in God and dedicate ourselves to love of God and love of neighbor. It's actually simple when you put it like that. Jesus doesn't make it complicated. Love God and love your neighbor. It's very challenging when we try to do it. But it's great that we have examples like Ruth or like today's saint, Saint Louis of France, or like all the saints. And we help each other in this pilgrimage of love.